What the hell are you doing?
I'm trimming my pubes.
Are those my scissors? Dude, I trimmed my nose hair with those.
Dude, I've been cutting my ass hair with them for the past 6 months.
Once we engage until he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game!
No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want to win the game until he dies playing.
I can't play these video games.
Games and More Entertainment Radio.
Welcome to Games and More Entertainment Radio.
And we're back!
And we're back! That's right, episode 57 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. I am C4.
I'm Drew.
And I'm Kobar.
And 57, like ketchup.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that because they have 57 ingredients in Heinz ketchup?
No, I think it's because there was 57 variations before they got to that one.
Really? That was like potion number 57?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys know a lot about ketchup. I think.
We're fascinating. You can take this knowledge and like search it out on the internet to find out what the truth is, and then you'll know. Anywho.
Yeah, we're gay.
You might be. Speak for yourself and scoot over. Can you just grab my ass?
Don't touch my leg.
You know what? You and I opened with a gay joke last time, too. You remember that?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we did, because you said something. I said, zip up your pants, and you're like, are you done? There must be something to that.
But we're not talking about that.
Anyhow, we've got email from Cushion. This is, you know what? We should have read this last week, but something happened last week. Like, I probably didn't check my email or something for like a whole week. But I think we had actual notes that time, like a whole lot. And when we have like too many, I don't do the email.
Right.
Because we did have, I think, quite a bit of stuff. In any case, it was, he sent us this email on the 18th. This is pretty awesome. He went to the wizard, you know, wizard,
right.
I'm sure you guys have all heard it, like, yeah, okay, anyway, wizard comic book convention. And so he says, hey guys, this past weekend I went to, you know what I hate listening to myself read? Like when I have to edit the show, I have to hear myself read somebody else's email and I can't do it right. I can't make it sound right. Any of you guys want to try this? That's it. Everybody turns all red.
Kobar said he did.
Want to try? I can't stand hearing myself read it. Yes, no?
I'll read it. You hear it.
Nobody can hear you. Alright. This past weekend, I went to Wizard Comic Book Convention with some friends. I'm not much into comics, but looking at a layout online, I saw some video game companies were going to be there, too. Since most of the games shown were demos of coming-soon games, most left over from E3, I thought I would give you a review of what I saw. Now, on the layout, it showed PS2 and Atari having booths there, but from what I saw, Atari was replaced by Vivendi Universal. Oh well, I bet they just would have been pimping Driver 3, probably. More on those two later. There were some individual games being represented too. Lineage 2 had a small booth with four computers set up. I was going to check it out, but they had two cosplay-looking teenagers taking surveys, and they were creeping me out. That's funny as hell. The game looked very basic, like two guys in the middle of nowhere, so not much to report anyway. City of Heroes also had a display, but a bunch of hardcore players were swarming about it, so not much to see either. Anyway, back to the big two. Let's start with Vivendi Universal, because they were only showing off two demos. Predator, Concrete Jungle, and Leisure Suit Larry, Magma Cum Laude.
Yes. I want to play that game.
I don't.
No?
No, I just... How good could it be, you know?
It's tasteless humor. And that's all it is.
It may not be that good, though. It might not be funny. It might, you know what I mean? Like, it may be...
Well, the past ones have been.
I didn't enjoy them too much, though. No? Like, I've seen them and messed around with them.
Just because you don't understand the humor.
Oh, is that what it is?
Leisure.
My 12-year-old mind hasn't...
That's right. All right. You just can't comprehend.
That's right.
But I forgive you.
Okay. As you play the Predator, loose on the streets tracking down marked men. Oh, wait, I skipped a sentence here. Predator really reminded me of the recent Spider-Man 2 game. You play as a Predator loose on the streets tracking down marked men. Or at least that's what the demo showed. The Predator has most of his weapons and abilities from the movies. That's good. He's got the spear and the tri-laser cannon and can see infrared or charge up and jump to the top of buildings. That's cool. Oh, wait. He cut me off. Don't get excited, though. Most of the buildings you'll see are about the size of small or large warehouses. There were some other things lacking in the game. For one, you can only turn invisible for a very short amount of time. I'll bet there are items you can collect to charge it up more. Also, predators seem to suffer from never-dying syndrome. But what I saw, the predator had a huge life gauge, and doing five-hit combos on street thugs wasn't even making a dent in it. Also, the cutscenes looked really weak. They looked like blocky PlayStation graphics, and I thought they were running the PC version. This is odd, because you think they would go all out on the cinemas, because it's, the Predator. Yeah. Hey, you think they would have some awesome, like, DVD-quality stuff, you know. Yeah.
What was that little cut on the PC I heard in there?
No, that was a good thing. They looked like blocky PlayStation graphics, and I think they were running the PC version. So that, like, says no good about the game. They look like they weren't. They just happened to suck. Anyway, like I said earlier. Oh, hey, that's what he's trying. Like I said earlier, the new Leisure Suit Larry game was also there. Call me weird, but LSL has always given me a sense of perverted nostalgia, remembering back to when me and my friends would sneak around and play them as teenagers. Not only that, but the games were funny with the obvious dick and fart jokes. Well, okay, that's all good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Good shit there.
You run around trying to get laid. I mean, what's better than that?
I know, but it's got to be done in a fun way to play it, though. If you're just walking around and, like, answering, like, stupid questions every now and again and trying to pick, like, the right conversation tree, you know, it's just, I don't know. Well, this game looks to be the same thing. Honestly, I didn't play it because, hey, do you want to be seen playing a Leisure Suit Larry game in public? Amen. I wouldn't do it either. Instead of point-and-click game, you play as the original Larry's nephew in a third-person game as he goes around campus trying to get laid. You can talk to anybody, from nerds to jocks to chicks, but when you meet a girl, it goes into a minigame. Guide a sperm successfully through the bar on the screen to keep up Larry's pickup lines. When you successfully sweet-talk the girl, well, that's a different minigame of its own. The downside is now Larry's world is 3D and everyone looks balloony and cartoony. But the humor is still there, so maybe it will be worth checking out for a cheap laugh or two. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Well, I still don't think it sounds that great.
They looked cartoony before because they were drawn.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, though, before. Now on to the serious games. Sony's PS2 display was the biggest video game display there. They had about 16 stations and all sorts of games. Here are the ones I noticed. They were Mad Pimpin' SOCOM and Siphon Filter Omega Strain, but nobody was biting. That's crazy, because I always hear people talking about those games at work. You know, it's like all these kids coming in, I gotta get SOCOM, oh my god. Oh well, next time make a non-ghetto first-person shooter, Sony. The two real beauties were Athens 2004 and Gran... I can never say this right. It's Turismo?
Gran Turismo.
I think it's Turismo 4. Athens, whatever. Athens was... Oh, everybody knows what we're talking about, so... I think it's... I don't think so, though. I think we just say it like that. Doesn't it say, like, when you fire the game up, it doesn't say Gran Turismo, and it's got, like, audio?
I don't
know. We should listen to that. Athens was, obviously, a track and field type game, but it looked gorgeous. Really surprising for a PS2 game. Also surprising was GT4. See, there we go. That's how we get around it.
There we go.
It had more cars than you could count and looked damn near photorealistic. Only some slight PS2 graininess stopped you from thinking it was a taped race. Wow. That sounds pretty impressive.
Well, the Gran Turismo 3 was...
Just was damn good looking
huge,
too, yeah.
Yeah, I think all of them have been awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's got a huge following. I hear, you know, all kinds of people talking about it. They talk about race games. That's what they're talking about. They're not talking about, like, Tokyo Extreme Racer, fucking, what's that one? There's a Metropolis Street Racer, or even the other, really, I thought that looked great. Well, Xbox, the Batman.
Project Gotham?
Yeah, that one. I was thinking the Batman one, I remember. Project Gotham Racing 1 and 2, yeah. Let's see. Since it was a comic book show, of course, they had Spider-Man 2. They also had the Mascot with Attitude sequels there. I'm talking Jack 3, Sly Cooper 2, and Ratchet and Clank up your arsenal. Ratchet and Clank was in multiplayer mode. Just think third-person deathmatch with crazy weapons. That's, you know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like, Conker. Yeah. You know, it was just, like kind of fun, but not really. You know, and you had a bunch of ridiculous weapons, and everybody wanted the one that was, like, heat-seeking because you could just own everybody, you know? Some kind of crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you had, like, the up-close weapon. We could kill them all in one hit.
Remember that one we used to play on the 64 that Dave brought in that we had to have?
It was Conker.
No,
it was Conker. Because you had the sword and you could, like, chop
yeah,
dudes up.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
that? Yeah. That was Conker that we were playing on that, yeah. Let's see.
I remember that. Chopping you up many a time.
Yeah. Jack looked like more of the same, and Sly looked really cartoony. So cartoony that even though I heard good things about the first one, I just couldn't bring myself to play this. Wow. I hear great things about the first one.
Sly Cooper's a good game.
Yeah, I still want to check that out so bad because I heard so many good things. And it's thieving stuff, which everybody knows I'm a whore for thief stuff. I don't know what it is, all that sneaky crap, I'm all about that. So.
Yeah, and you need to quit practicing it on my house.
Damn. Nothing too exciting, but the control. I was trying to come back with a comeback after that little pause was, but I had nothing. I had nowhere to go. You got me. Nothing too exciting, but the control still looked. Oh, I skipped something. Hot Shots Golf 4 was there, but either you're a Hot Shots fan or not by now. Nothing too exciting, but the control still looked tight. But hands down, the show stealer was God of War. Mock the Magician put in a good word for this back at E3, and I have to agree. The best way to describe this is PlayStation 2 Castlevania meets Prince of... You guys remember Mock? He sent us an email that one time. Anyway. It's PS2 Castlevania meets Prince of Persia meets Earthworm Jim. You play as a warrior... Sorry, didn't catch the story. With two swords. He moves really free and easy, like Earthworm Jim, and his swords develop a whip-like fire trail when you pull off some mad combo.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it does. These combos must be pretty easy to pull off, because I saw some noob pull off a sweet 8-hit combo trying to pull a switch on the wall. That's funny as hell. Now, on the episode with Mox Report, you said the screenshots look like crap. Yeah, remember that? Like, we look at it, and I thought it looked like it. It just looked terrible, this game. Anyway, well, thankfully, I can say that's wrong. After seeing the game, I pulled up some screenshots and totally agree. This game looks like PS1 shit. But those must have been very early development shots, because the actual game looked more like the gameplay trailer on the internet. It has a soft artist look to it, much like the recent Prince of Persia game. This is wonderful to see in a PlayStation 2 game because they aren't trying and failing to make some uber detailed game. They're making the most of what they have. The areas and camera were also pretty sweet. Give me some of that Faygo. Come on. Like Prince of Persia, you go from trap-filled area to trap-filled area with no delay in between. For example, the level I saw had him crawling across mountainsides. Think the chain-link fences in Super Mario World. Okay. You guys remember that?
Right, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Alright. Make sure everybody's on the same page here.
I'm on every
yeah. Smashing guys against the walls to pick them off, to a room with saw blades rolling across the floor and a grid, to a conveyor belt with bone-crushing spikes to run past. Each area loaded seamlessly and the camera never got in the way. All in all, I will definitely be on the lookout for this when it comes out. If Sony plays their cards right, they'll have a sleeper hit on their hands like Ubisoft's Prince of Persia.
Uh-huh.
One final note, whichever company produced the Capcom-approved comic books was at the convention. The artists were there too. In case anybody's listening to the side conversation, we're taste testing the different flavors of Faygo. So, all right, what do we got there? Red pop.
No flavor.
No. Yeah. What do you got over there?
Cream soda.
And I've got the black raspberry, and it's the bomb.
That's by far the best.
Yeah, it is. Got to get some of that shit on tap up in here.
Yeah,
Faygo.
This is weak.
Half the people are going, "What the hell is Faygo?"
Well, if anyone listens to Insane Clown Posse,
yeah, they'll
know what Faygo is.
Let's see. On the final note, whichever company produced the Capcom-approved comic books was at the convention. The artists were there, too, and they could sketch any character for you on the back of a comic. They wanted some bucks for the comics plus the sketch, so I said, fuck them. But I did score a couple of cards advertising the Street Fighter anniversary game and a poster with every Street Fighter on it. He sent us a picture. I'll have to put that in the forums.
Yeah.
He sent us a picture of that poster. It is awesome. That thing is really good. It's got every... We were just looking. It's got everybody on it. It's got... I don't know. It looks really cool. Well, it's excluding the 3DEX guys, but that's like a good idea. They suck. So. But they don't count anyway, he says. He says, "You'll be mucho jealous. I took a picture for you." Don't be too jealous, though. It was pretty wrinkled when I got it. Well, that's all for now. That was awesome. I gotta have it. I want to print that out and put that on a wall somewhere. That is cool. I'm sorry. You know what? And that was on the 18th, and I'm terrible. I never write anybody back. I'm just lazy. I do get emails, and I do read them on the show, but nobody gets written back. Like, oh, yeah, not anymore. I'm lazy.
No one ever replies.
Not my sister. I don't reply to my sister, family, nothing. I'm just like, yeah, they'll call. Eventually I'll hear back from them.
I was just like, man, I checked my email the other day. I had like 17 unread messages in there.
Like real ones or half
spam?
Yeah,
real ones.
Jesus.
Look in there.
Lazier
like,
than I am. At least I'll download them and see that they're there and then come back to it like 2 days later, read two or three, and then come back later that day, read one more.
See, I'm lucky. I get all spam.
That's easy to go through.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome, though. I didn't even hear about the Wizard Comic Book Convention. So I'm glad that Cushion was on top of this game, especially to hook us up and all the listeners with the information about what's going on out there and what you saw.
Yeah.
We've got... Oh.
Some people have lives.
I know. So I don't get out of the house unless you guys drag me out, so it's not worth going outside anymore. It's just, like, hot and there's people outside.
Don't hit my car.
We did get another email from, I love this guy's nickname, End User. That's great. And he's the one who sent us the link to the video that you just saw of the Doom 3. Now, this has been some kind of, like, weird phenomenon lately. I have been just randomly checking out forums and stuff that I go to, and people have been finding video of people who take themselves playing Doom 3 and freaking out when they get scared. So, and I saw one before that was, like, a little bit worse than the one that he sent us here.
No kidding?
Yeah, where the guy was practically crying because he was so freaked out. He was just like, and these kids that we saw in this video were screaming like little girls.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
especially the one actually playing. I mean, he was like...
Yeah, I mean, he flew back from the mouse and keyboard and, you know, got his hands up in the air. The one guy, did you watch him fell off the chair in the background?
Yeah. He's like biting the pillow.
Yeah. I mean, it's a scary game, but it wasn't that scary. Now, granted, when I played it, you know, I'm sitting in the dark, 2 o'clock in the morning, got the 5.1 surround going, you know, so I'm, you know, I was into it. And
I heard a little scream escape from me, but, you know, I could chalk that up as I hit my knee or something.
Yeah. Not me, man. I let it fly. I was like, because it would scare the crap out of me. I mean, it was so scary, and I would fly back in my chair and be like, oh, my God, you know. But I wasn't crying and, like, biting my nails and shaking and, like, pissing myself.
Sure you weren't.
Yeah. Sure you weren't. I came pretty close a couple times. The worst was when I had to turn the lights on. That's when I knew I was too creeped out from playing that. That was awesome. But it's weird. I'll have to, like, maybe put the... I didn't see how big the video was. Maybe if it's small enough, I'll put it up there. Not like we use all our bandwidth anyway.
Hopefully someday. Get the word out.
The 5 listeners can download the show, like, every day if we wouldn't reach bandwidth, so...
Fight the power, people.
We're good on our limits. And you know what else? Speaking of, like, stuff, like, conventions and expos and stuff... Hades just got back from the Classic Gaming Expo.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since he did that. How'd that go, do you know?
No, I actually haven't talked to him either. When he got back, he logged onto IRC and was just like, I'm beat, you know, because I guess he flew back, you know, because it was over here in San Jose, and he lives, like, way over on the East Coast somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to have to, like, squeeze him for information. And
he's
pictures.
All about that classic stuff.
Yeah, Mr. I have a wall of Nintendo games. Have you seen pictures of his?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, it's so fat.
I wish I had a room like that.
Dude, like, every Nintendo game. Like, all of them, I swear to God.
In the actual carts. Like.
Yeah, like, he owns, like, every one of them. Or
he
really
has a room, like, the size of C4's living room that's just devoted to old video games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's tight, dude. It's tight. We'll have to dig up the pictures if you haven't seen them yet. But
no,
he picked up some more. He picked up some, like old CDI games, old, like, you know, I don't remember if I saw Jaguar games as pictures. He had even, like, some Sega CD games,
Last year we got a lot of Jaguar games.
Yeah, oh, it was, okay, yeah, that's why I was thinking about it, because somebody was talking about that. They came back with, like, a stash of games for that. Nice. And then, you know what else he got? I saw in the picture. It looks sealed. The original boxed Doom. How cool is that, you know? Not as cool as a box-sealed Zelda, but pretty cool. I still would love to have.
Does he have a box-sealed Zelda?
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know. He's got like, every Nintendo game I've ever seen, and then some. It's crazy.
Just get the gold.
I remember that gold one, man. I first got it.
Coming home with
gold
that.
Gold and shiny. Like, shiny.
I know. You knew what it was. You could identify it. Some kid would bring it to school. You'd see that flash of gold car, you know, when he whipped it out to show his buddies on the corner, and you were like, hey! Hey! Talking about video games over here. I want in on this.
Over here.
I'm gonna have a bite of my Rice Krispie treat here, and we'll get going again.
That sounds like a good idea.
These things are so good. All right.
Have a sip of my bagel.
What else happened? I've got some like little information bites about some random games. You know what? All my stuff this week was like Xbox games and then that's on the Xbox too. So I sure hope that for the listeners that you guys have something non-Xbox related, because I didn't do it this week, but we've got Fable has...
I was just saying, I sort of do, but
yeah, we'll get to that. Just cut me off whenever you want to start talking about it, but I got these little news things before we start with like actual stuff. Fable has finally gone gold. We talked a lot about that last week, you know, about everything we knew about Fable. Still sounds like the most incredible game that's going to hit the shelves in a long time.
Well, sick. Since
Doom, I guess. But before then, you know, at least, okay, what about an RPG that was just mind-blowing? You know? This sounds awesome. That's it. I got a couple nods out of you guys. Yep, it sounds great. Okay,
well, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, I know, but something would it be. It's audio, not visual.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, pre-orders are being taken already. Comes out September 14th. It's $50. And I noticed on, like, ebgames.com, like, if you order it from Electronics Boutique, they give you, like, a free DVD with some behind-the-scenes documentaries.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they probably will screw everybody out. Oh, we ran out of supplies. What else is it supposed to have? A playable demo of Sudeikis, some other Xbox games, never-before-seen footage of Fable, and interviews with some of the creators. So that should be kind of neat if you actually get the disc from them, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I have to close the friggin' window now because somebody's, like, chopping down trees outside.
My car still there?
No. Oh, no, it's a tow truck towing that Cadillac with the bad license plate. That's what the manager lady was talking to me about out there. They're switching license plates because she's marking the ones that have illegal tags on them. Because they want them out of here. They keep switching license plates with legit license plates, but she's been figuring out which cars they are.
Huh.
They're towing it right now.
Maybe some pissed off old gangbangers.
And nobody believed I lived in the ghetto, all right? Towing a Cadillac with no tags and spinning hubcaps. All right. Jose is going to be pissed. His mom's car is getting towed.
Maria!
All right, let's see. StarCraft Ghost. I haven't heard any news about StarCraft Ghost in a while. Right?
It kind of goes away for large periods of time.
It does. It
then comes back.
And it comes back with what I think is just like a bang, because every time I see news about it, I'm so happy, and I just get all excited, and I get all like, gotta play it, you know, and hyped up about it, because they released video last time, and I thought it looked really cool.
Yeah.
I pray they let us change the controls, though, so my camera isn't backwards and ruin what could be a perfectly good game. But it did go away again for a little while. Didn't hear nothing about it for the longest time, and... Do you know this was supposed to come out? Like December 2003?
Ugh.
Yeah, that's why like we kept hearing about it, because it seemed so close. In any case, now we're hearing December, and Blizzard dumped, what are they called? Nihilistic Software, the guys who were working on it. And they transferred it to Swingin' Ape or something? Oh, I wrote it down.
Yeah, Swingin' Ape.
I got notes in front of me, and I'm not using them. Swingin' Ape took on the project, and it's supposed to come out in December.
That's kind of scary, though, when a development house gets changed mid...
That close to the end, you know? But they said, and the reason they dumped Nihilistic is they said timing issues.
So that means
well, yeah, they're taking fucking forever.
Okay, guys, here's $50. Finish it up.
Finish this game, yeah. So, I don't know. I still hope it's awesome. It looks so good. You know, this is like Sudeikis. It looks so good, but, you know... It sucked when it came out, and from everything I've heard about Ghost, like, I think it looks great, but people that have played it or saw it, like a whole lot of it,
mm-hmm.
like at E3 and stuff, they said it wasn't that good. So, I don't know, I really, really want that to be a good third person, because I need, every now and again, you know, I gotta get that fixed, that third person action, some right. kind of a platformer or something, and I'm more into the stealth kind of stuff anyway, I like right. stuff like Thief. You know, stuff with that kind of stuff in there, and I'm some sneaky chick who can turn invisible and call down nuclear strikes and shit. How much cooler can that get? Sniping people? Dude, that's the bomb, you know?
Yeah,
I love that kind of shit.
Sniping shit.
One of the coolest things they said in this was you can, like, hang upside down and snipe people. Like, you're crawling up in, like, the rafters of a place, you can, like, hook your legs on it, fall down, like, so you're hanging upside down and snipe people. How neat is that gonna be? I mean, it's just some stupid little gimmick, but it's cool.
Yeah.
You know? It's cool. So... I don't know, I'm looking forward to it still.
What was that ninja game I was so hooked on for a while? What the hell was that called?
What was it for? The PC, it was for probably.
PlayStation.
Oh, really? Oh, Tenchu.
Yeah, now that game, to me, was fun, because you could sneak up behind people, cut their throats, you know,
It was a PS1 game?
Yeah.
Yeah, the PS2 one I didn't like very much, but I don't know. I should like that kind of stuff. Anyway, moving along, Gradius 5. Everybody loves shooters. No, wait, Ryboh doesn't like shooters. In fact, the topic on IRC is fuck shooters. It was what Ryboh was saying.
Yeah, what's with that all of, what's with that?
We got into some kind of argument one day about shooting games that sucked or something.
Huh.
And him and Modem got into it and whatnot. It's like, I don't know, shooters are fun. I think it's just, that right there is like when I think of like, just plain fun games. Like, you don't need some deep involved ass story and some ridiculous crap. You just gotta not die. You know? How fun is that? Where you're just blowing the crap out of stuff? You've got the most insane guns, you know, known to man and video game programmer, you know? And you just pick up little power-ups and then your guns get bigger. And the enemies get bigger. I mean, how cool is that, you know?
Yeah, but you pay for that later because your fingers are all cramped.
Yeah, you do. That happens to me after extended periods of Panzer Dragoon Orta, but that's one of the best shooting games I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hands down. Have you guys ever seen that?
I've seen it.
Have you, like, okay, when you saw it, did you see video or did you see it, like, live?
No, I've seen video.
Okay, you watch it here when it's all clear, like, in a video, it's kind of fuzzy because of the compression. Right. Well, I'll fire it up later. You guys are going to be floored. You cannot believe that a game is this cool looking. It looks, and it's that fun and fast still. It's one of the best games that I've probably ever played. I like it that much. It blows my mind.
Yeah, that's, you know, why it's sitting over there with dust on it.
It is. Well, okay. They all got dust on them. It's hella dusty in here. But I still like to play that crap once in a while. You know, R-Type Final. Fucking Contra.
Did you ever actually put in? Okay.
Contra? I actually tried to play that once in a while. I just tried to get my ass beat at that one. But R-Type, no. I keep planning to, but I don't want to open too many games. I don't want to have, like, 20 games I'm supposed to be playing. I've got, like, 4 right now. That's just about right, because I have something for every mood I'm in.
And then, like, 12 in the sealed
and
pack. It's
still sealed waiting for... Yeah, but, you know, it's nice to be prepared like that, you know, because... I don't know, like, I'll just be sitting there one day, and it's like, man, I feel like playing a shooter game today, you know, and I've got something I haven't beat yet, but if I didn't have something laying around, like... A good example is Thief 3. I had just beaten Doom 3, haven't played a good single-player first-person shooter in a long time, but I've got, like, an RPG to play. I've got multiplayer first-person shooters to play. You know, I've got all these other games to play, and it's like I had that fiending for a good single-player first-person shooter after I'd finished Doom. You know, what else is there? There was nothing really good out. It turned out P3, you know, turned out I liked it, you know, enough.
Right.
So it's like, I try to have...
I don't know if I'd call that a first-person shooter, though.
Well...
I mean, you shoot arrows.
It's still like a first-person, like, adventure, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the view, though, at least. You know, like, right. I could have played any 3D, or third-person, like... platformer type game, and it would be not the same experience as what I would call a first-person shooter, which I would classify Thief as, though. And I bet it says on the box, too, first-person shooter or some crap, stealth action, it says. Well, whatever. Damn it. But you can change it to third-person. I just like it first-person, though.
I understand what you're saying, though. It still has kind of the feeling.
Don't. Yeah, it does. So, that's what that's all about. Anyway, Gradius 5... So, shooter fans everywhere, get that $30 saved up, because September 14th, same day Fable comes out, you're going to be dropping $65 that day. I'm going to be dropping $65 that day. Here's something cool, too, I thought. This is, because I like to keep on top of some of the Xbox Live stuff, just I like to know about it, so that if I'm asked questions about it, you know, I can kind of, like, keep up on it, you know, and tell somebody if they want to buy a game, what you can get with some of the games and whatnot. And I came across this for Project Gotham Racing 2. They made a Long Beach booster pack for it. Like, Long Beach, you know, like, Long Beach.
Like, you download it.
Like, you download it on Xbox Live. It's $4.95 to download this stuff. And I wanted to bring this up, because every time we bring up Xbox Live and a download, there's, like, this war about it, either on the forums or on IRC. And it's usually spearheaded by Modem, who can't stand a game on a console being modified in any way, shape, or form. But this is something you have to pay for, unlike the Hurricane pack for Ninja Gaiden's free.
So now it's okay because you had to pay for it?
No, I don't know. Well, see, I don't know. I haven't. Once he hears this, I'm sure he's going to be riled up and say something about it.
But this is an expansion pack. I mean, we buy expansion
packs.
Exactly.
This, I think, qualifies more as an expansion pack. Exactly. That
it's more cars, point. More tracks.
Exactly. You know, 8 tracks, 8 cars for $5. Now, I figure, and I wanted to bring this up only to apply it to other games. Because, okay, that's great. I don't have or play or care about Project Gotham Racing 2, but somebody does somewhere. Right. So I wanted to bring it up that they got 8 new tracks, like Long Beaches type tracks. The graphics look really good, you know. It was looked pretty damn good detail, too. Like, the trees and, like, the buildings and stuff all look really good. And 8 new cars, including stuff like a Porsche 911, GT2, Club Sport Edition, or whatever the hell.
Sure.
Fucking, yeah, I know. All kinds of crazy shit.
Is it realistic on, like, the damage? Like,
I don't know. It's gotta not be. I'm sure it's not, because the manufacturers won't let them do that, though.
I hate that.
What game just came out that let them do it?
And they were licensed cars?
Yeah.
I don't think anything has.
I think something just did recently.
Burnout's the last game that I can think of that I was looking at that was a racing game, or Need for Speed Underground 2.
No, that
the Burnout didn't have
licensed cars though. Yeah, I don't think it did. Yeah,
maybe not.
All this does, reading about racing games, all it does is make me look forward to Outrun 2. You guys remember Outrun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like Outrun, man? It didn't get any better than that for racing games.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dude. You got the chick in the car who's screaming and stuff, and you... Oh, no, that game was just the shit. Now that they added all kinds of fun stuff to it, too, now, where, like, you have to, like, impress the girl. You know, who's...
She's, like, do skids.
Yeah, she wants you to do stuff like that. Yeah, and there's, like, a point system.
Kick
on
off her top.
No, it's not. I don't think that's
gonna
happen.
That's what Leisure Suit Larry's for.
Exactly, yeah. You want to get your porn games in? We're going to have to figure something out for episode 69 when we get there.
Okay. Spooky time.
No, I'm not doing the show naked. We can say we are, though.
Come on, guys. Let's play around the grab ass.
Anyway, point about the pack was it's $5 for what I think is a pretty good expansion pack, like size-wise. 8 cars and 8 tracks? Dude, a lot of racing games, it seems like they don't even have fucking 8 tracks.
Some of them, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, for $5. And I figure if you like this game enough, you know, and you're playing it, how awesome is that? And then I got to thinking, how come the games I like don't have shit like this? You know, like I noticed when I attempted to play that horribly configured Armed and Dangerous, which looks like, I swear to God, it's a fat game. I'm going to have to play the PC version because the controls in the Xbox are terrible. Terrible. Downright ridiculous. So I'm going to have to play that on the PC because I know that's a good game. I've heard a lot of good things about it, and I enjoyed the shit out of trying to play that game. But it was just too bad to like play all the way through. Anyway, there's like one level to download. That's it. For free. You know, it's free. But there's only one level to download.
Right.
Something like Toe Jam and Earl 3, there's like 3 guys, which are just like recolored models of the current guys you have.
Right.
And like 2 like mini levels. Not like full huge worlds or nothing, you know, like that you would actually go running around it. There's like 2 little mini levels. But why don't they really, I mean, I would pay $5 for like a whole like set of levels, like 5 levels or whatever, you know, in one of these games, something like that. Like Panzer Dragoon. Dude, if they could add something to that game, like just even like 3-4 more levels that you would go through, like a whole, dude, even like one level so long, because they kind of like, they're just huge.
Right.
Something like that would be worth like $1. You know, throw down for, you know, $2 for another level that's fat, you know, get a different form for the dragon or something, or new guns or something. If you like a game enough, there's no dollar amount to keep you from playing it. Me, anyway. I don't care what it takes to play a game I want to play. If I'm that into it, I don't care. As long as I'm enjoying the crap out of it, you know. And most games that I enjoy that much, there's money's no object. It doesn't matter. You know,
right.
you're gonna pay. Or you're gonna steal and download. You know.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Xbox Live is you can't steal and download. Well, you know, I bet you can. I bet the guys that have the like a straight Xbox, they use to download the crap, hook it up to their LAN, rig it up to their PC, copy the crap over, drop it on their modded Xbox, and I bet they can distribute it on BitTorrent or whatever the hell, you know, IRC or whatnot.
Maybe.
Probably. But for the most part, you know, the average person, like, say, me, even, who's even, I would consider, past, like, your average person as far as, you know, technological information on this kind of stuff goes, can't do it. You know,
right.
I don't have a modded Xbox. I wouldn't even try. I'd break that poor thing. You know, but I think they need to really push that. You know, Xbox is not
I'd
on
have
the top
to agree
of the
charts. That.
That's just cool. You know, if they could add more to games like that for $5, I mean, come on, people. That's fat. We need to support that.
I think so, too.
It's good to have a game when you beat it, and then...
I mean, come on.
I don't know.
How much... I mean, if they would have added just, like, 4 more artifacts to Heroes 3...
Oh, yeah.
I'd be all over
it. I know, and I would have to have it, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that game is so good, you know, that no matter what comes up for it, I have to have it. You know? That would be worth whatever.
I'm problem with that is that if that got real popular, you'd have people starting to abuse it. Like, you'd have companies that are sending out...
Half a game that they, you know, they made the whole game, they cut it in half, they sell that for $50, and then dole out the little crap. You know, that wouldn't fly. That you know.
And it would happen if it got real popular.
Mm-hmm. But it would only succeed on the good games. You know, it wouldn't fly for some crap like Sudeki. You know, you're not going to have people wanting to pay for more garbage. You're not going to have that.
Right.
You're going to have people wanting to pay for, like, you know, more levels to a game that's good, depending on what they feel is good, you know, or more added guns in something like Ghost Recon. It's like, how cool is that going to be if you're the only guy out there with the expansion, you know, the download expansion
right.
with, you know, an M16 or whatever, and you're out there mowing guys down. You know, or like a spiffy car in these racing games that nobody else has. But it'll show up on theirs because, you know, you've got it and you're in this race and they're going, dude, I want that car. Well, I paid $5 for it. I got 8 new cars, 8 tracks. Just go ahead and go into your Xbox Live downloader thing and see what they have to offer. That's awesome. You know? Fighting games. New uniforms, extra fighters, new backgrounds, different music. So, you know, it's just gotta be a good fighting game.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing. Which, speaking of good fighting games that are coming out on the Xbox, Guilty Gear. You guys ever played the Guilty Gear series?
Yeah, I played Guilty Gear X.
Guilty Gear, yeah. Guilty Gear X, I think I played on the PS2 over at Wolf's Place one.
I think I played the first one, like, for a
long time. Yeah, so, I don't know. I really like fighting games. Fighting games are just awesome. I mostly like the 2D ones, though. 3D ones haven't quite pulled it off right yet. The closest thing I'd say to a really, really awesome 3D is Soul Calibur 2. You know, the rest I didn't think were that great. Virtua Fighter I don't like. Tekken series I don't like. I don't think they're just not smooth. They're not quick. They're not fast like the 2D ones are, you know. To me, anyway. This is why you know, if you're into this stuff, I don't know if we mentioned this. You got to check out Evolution 2K. I think it's EVO2K.com or it's Evolution2K.com. It's like this huge old school, like, fighting thing. It's awesome. Anyway. Guilty Gear, I love this name. Listen to the name of this game. Guilty Gear X2, it's a little number symbol, pound, Reload, The Midnight Carnival.
Good God.
Straight out of Japan, you can tell. The website for that's GuiltyGearX2Reload.com. But this is cool as shit, and what I think is awesome is because this is 2D fighting here with, like, the tightest of tight controls. Mm-hmm. The most insane of insane moves, right? Rockin' soundtrack. It's actually not too bad. And it's 2D with, like, good graphics on today's consoles. Unlike Capcom, who when they make a new game, they're using, like, graphics that we had, I swear to God, on my friggin' Super Nintendo. You know, they just throwing them on your Xbox or your PlayStation 2 now, and it's like the same exact crap.
Right. It's not much better. Know people will pay for it, so they're gonna still pump, you know, that shit out.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun, believe me, because Capcom has got it down. They have the controls tight as hell. I mean, they're just sweet controls for a fighting game, and they know that. They have a good system for it. And that's what carries their games, not the graphics, you know?
That's insane. Like, the whole Street Fighter series, there's, like, people out there so dedicated to this. And they're like grandmasters. Like,
I know. Shit. It's awesome, though. It's just because it's fun.
I'm just jealous because I was never that good.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in this room is that good, so and probably never will be. But I would like to think that one day I could be, you know, just that I keep playing. But I can't. There's not. I don't know. The ones that we have currently aren't very good. You know, like for the new consoles and stuff, like I like Street Fighter 3 Third Strike and on the game on the Dreamcast and Street Fighter Alpha 3 on the PlayStation 2. That's what I have like laying around here. Those are more fun than the ones I have currently. You know, like the new ones.
Right.
They're just, I don't know why. It's like, eh. And even as horrible as the loading times are on Street Fighter Alpha 3, it's still more fun to play that than like, let's see, what's that one I have in the Xbox I like so much? It's actually pretty cool. SNK versus Capcom 2. That's actually fun, but, oh my God, I tried to play on live just the other day. Like, all last week, I kept trying to play. And I would be, like, the only person. The only one. And I don't know if it's the time of day I play, which isn't some ridiculous time of day. It was, like, normal person hours now. I'm the only person there. It's so
kind of weird.
Yeah, and yet, if you look at the rankings, there's dudes up there with, like, 112,000 fights this month or some crap already. It's just like, where are they all? Where are they playing? You know, and they're American. Actually, last I checked, it was an American on top, which is odd, because it says where they're from. It says USA or Japan and all that crap.
Oh, they have rankings.
They have rankings. Yeah, how awesome is that?
That is, damn, that yeah, it's cool.
I saw Wolf on there.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like 0 and 17 or something. I'm just as bad. I was 50%. But I haven't played that many, because nobody plays.
Right.
You know, I fired it up all the time, and I'm like 10 and 20, you know, or 10 out of 20, probably. Whatever it is, I'm like 50% win loss, but he must have got with somebody who was awesome one day and just whooped his ass.
Well,
I meet people that shut me down. I can't even punch them. They're that good. I can't get them once.
Huh.
They're just incredible. And it's hella fun, but there's never anybody there to play. When it first came out, it was real popular for a couple, like, weeks, and then it seemed like it just started slowly slowing down. Then I just lost interest for a while. I started playing other crap for a while. Went back to it, nobody's there anymore. There's like three guys that seem like they wander in every now and again. Yeah, and they don't want to play against me. They're like, look at my record. They're like, dude, you can't win. You can't even try to play me. And I'm like, you know, you're right, but hey, it would be fun. No, dude, I'm going to no. And they won't play. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this sucks. So, yeah, that's too bad, though. So, anyway, Guilty Gear X2 Reload here. It is coming out for the Xbox with Xbox Live support. I pray to God people actually play this. And I'm getting in on this on day one. Because I want to play against people. I hate fighting the computer.
Right.
I love playing against people, though, on fighting games like this. To me, this is like the greatest thing to ever happen to a fighting game right here, is being able to play over the internet. This
oh,
is
just, definitely.
Just incredible. This is like better than going to the arcade, you know?
The same with racing games, or...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really is amazing. It really is. And
any of those head-to-head things.
Yeah. Something about the satisfaction of bending little Billy over.
Kicking somebody's ass. Yeah, you know, it's awesome. But they're going to have... The backgrounds in this look amazing. The character animation and art is just mind-blowing. I mean, it's just... It's insane. Like, you look at it and you think you're going to have a seizure. You know, there's so much crazy shit going on. Yet, very detailed for being just regular sprites. You know, right. None of this 3D model bullshit. They don't need that. They need tight controls and, you know, 2D graphics that are spiffy looking. And they did a hell of a job.
Don't be slamming my sprites. So.
No, there ain't nothing wrong. I'm saying they're the bomb. This is all you need, man. I'm sick of this polygonal crap. It looks like crap. 9 different game modes, which are like, you know, there's story mode, versus mode. They have a bunch of crap like that, like a survival thing where it's like just hordes of enemies. Some kind of medals thing, like where you win different medals, I'm sure, for pulling off, I'm sure, a certain amount of combos and moves and whatnot. And there was some kind of weird one, though. I don't remember what it was. Oh, the mission mode one. Yeah, where you have to meet certain conditions. You know, like knock your opponent off the edge instead of kill him, or don't use punches, only use punches.
That kind
like
of thing is cool.
It up a little bit, but I hope they did it. I like the way Soul Calibur did it, where it was like a story mode where it would take you through all this different crap and then change the objective. Kill this guy, use only your weapons, blah, 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 whatever, knock him off. You know, that was awesome. That was pretty cool in Soul Calibur.
Beat this guy while you're poisoned.
You're on constant health, loot loss. Yeah, exactly. You have no health to starve or something like that. One hit, you're dead. Crap like that. That's cool, you know. And being on Xbox, you've got like the really awesome resolutions for it. It'll do 480 progressive scan. That'll look damn sharp on some nice, you know, TVs, which I don't have. It comes out really soon.
I think it'll look alright on my 13er?
Shut up. It comes up September 7th, so that's hella soon.
Yeah.
Fighters, you know, man, fighting fans, get your practice in now. Because it's gonna be war on Xbox Live come September 7th. That's gonna be beautiful. And here is the best part. Well, not the best part. The game's the best part. Here comes the second best part. It's only $20.
It's all free.
$20. You can start your pre-orders now. They have them on the website to pre-order. I'm sure.
Is that because it's basically just a rehash of the...
Oh, the one that was just on PS2? Yeah, they just added a little bit of stuff. And it's kind of like, oh, it's already out anyway. You know, people have been playing. It's old. We didn't really change too much, so... But that's awesome. For $20, one of the best fighting games I've played in years.
A lot of companies will send out something that's been out for a while on a different... I mean, look at Halo. Came out for the PC. How many years old?
$50.
Yep.
What the hell is that?
They're still robbing people on Halo, though.
What the hell is that? Are you okay, man?
I know. You just like fell out of the chair and all kinds of crap.
You can't get back up.
Break yourself.
Ow.
Ow. Alright, talk about that stupid card game.
Stupid card. This is a cool card
game. I want to eat my Rice Krispie treat.
Alright. So, last night I was at a friend's house. I checked out this card game called Munchkin. This is not...
Wait. For those of you who can't grasp this is a real card game.
Yeah.
It's not a computer game. It's not using a 52 deck of cards, you know.
It's a card game.
Yeah, it's a real actual card game.
But... One of the coolest things about it is it's one deck for everybody to play, and it's not like you have to. It's not like Magic where you build a deck, you win by throwing money down.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
For new cards. No, this is like you have two decks, and one's a treasure pile and one's a rune pile.
You're the man. I think you finally found your radio voice. Seriously, that's awesome.
Well, and, so you get at least 3 players and up to 6, I think. But you go around and you open up the room, and if it's a monster, you gotta fight it. You have a level, and if you win, you get treasures according to how hard it is.
So you make a guy, or do you have like a separate deck of guys?
No, basically, as you go, you start out as a level 1. Whatever sex you are in real life, human.
Oh, okay.
And as you go through the room pile, You can get races and classes and stuff like that that add to your character. And then you can actually switch them anytime you want. Although, if you change race or class, it goes into the discard, the one you were.
Oh, okay.
So you can't just keep two and switch them around as you see fit.
Yeah.
And the whole point of this game is just totally making fun of anything like this. Like there's a level one monster called Crabs, and if you you can't run away from it, you can't flee.
Describe the picture on the card.
Oh, you got a guy that's just scratching at his groin. It's funny as hell. You got the little lines that make it look like he's going real fast. And there's a cleric only weapon that's the cheese grater of greatness or something.
Oh my god!
And it's just so funny.
And that's pretty divine. I mean,
it's actually quite a good game. It's all about luck. Can you get top deck love?
But yeah,
it's still a lot of fun. And the point is to get to level 10.
Oh, okay.
First person to level 10 wins. There's all kinds of different ways to level
you
up.
Die?
Sort of. When you die, you don't lose your level. You have to lay down your hand, and everybody else playing gets to pick something.
Whoa! Ouch. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I would almost want it to be taken serious, because it actually sounds like it'd be pretty fun. It's like a real serious
thing. Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure it's a blast being all hella funny. I mean, how many times, I'm sure you all do this, how many times are you find yourself, I'm usually alone, or I think I'm alone when this kind of crap happens, though, because I try to keep like this, I'm a normal person, you know, look, you know, my little facade here when I'm out in public. But even at work, if I think I'm alone or something, I'll grab a screwdriver and I'll say something. Where's my screwdriver of Kick-Ass plus one, you know? And I'm like digging around for it, you know, and it's like, no, I have to use that pen. That's my...
God, I was the only one that did that.
No, nope. See, I knew other people did that.
I played the fifth.
You know? See, so that's pretty funny for people that are into it and, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's and they have expansion packs now, which I have heard from one of the guys that they... actually own this card game, that they did a lot of stuff with the expansion to make it more balanced.
Oh, okay.
It was like, we were
playing... Let me guess, the thief sucked? No.
No, the thief was actually kind of cool.
Whoa.
You could, like, steal the people's
cards. Oh, so they made him hella weak, you mean, then, in the expansion?
Well, actually, the classes do very little
for
you.
I'm just trying to be a jerk.
Oh. But, like, the thief, you can steal other players' cards. You can, like, you can, like, roll for it. If you get a certain number, you can steal their cards.
That's so cool.
The warrior,
that sounds familiar. I mean, I played a game similar to that, but it wasn't called that. But you had the thief you could take from any player's hand.
Last time I was crawling around your house, I accidentally grabbed your dildo. It was dark. Do you want that back, by the way?
Nah,
it took me that long to come up with something to say.
You can keep that.
So, you just have to buy one deck to play, so it's like $10 or $20?
Yeah, and everybody, all six people, whatever, can play on
use off that one deck. And is there, so there's different cards, though. There's different piles?
There's two piles. There's treasure and room.
Okay. Okay.
And you only get to... The treasure is the fat shit.
Yeah.
The shit that, like, bumps up. You get up all kinds of bonuses. Because you can only get to level 10, but monsters are up to level 20.
Mm.
And, but you have bonuses that... plus 3 to your level. And unless you're a warrior, you have to be one level above whatever you're fighting to win. That's how it works.
Huh.
And, it's just... it's a really cool game.
Oh, and you use dice with it, too.
Very little. Most of it, you use dice, to run away. You have to get a 5 or a 6 on a 6-sided die.
Oh, okay.
Unless you have modifiers to your run.
Yeah. Huh. Do you get, like, equipment?
Yeah.
Like, boots of speed or something?
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
I was having a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Shut up. Nobody wants to hear from you anyway.
The two things I liked about it the most were how funny it was. And the fact that it was a card game that you could play without throwing money at it. Just to see if you win.
That's why I
like
magic.
Would you buy something like this?
Card shop. Yeah, hobby shop. Hobbies of Reno is like... I don't know where I am. It's just one of these directions, like a block.
I bet you it's been since I've been to a hobby store.
I bet you that game store in the mall has
last time you've been.
Oh, maybe. Oh, I know. It's been years. Hobbies Arena was the last hobby store I was in, and I was in high school.
Oh, what was the place? It's called,
I graduated in 96.
Dungeon something. That's
the last time.
It's like, we would go there and buy all our D&D stuff, and just go there and kick back, and they'd let us rent the back room.
Yeah, those places are usually really cool.
You know, and I just seen one recently advertised that they'll rent out to you for LAN parties. And,
you know, we all, though, between the three of us don't know more than, like, five other people.
I know.
You know? Mm. We could do that here, you know?
Yeah.
But if we need, like, 20 people, that'd be pretty awesome.
Just bring some
havens of deep geekdom.
You know, I can't stand drinking when I'm playing games. I can't stand it. But I'm always playing games, so that's why I never drink. Because, I don't know, I can't. Because then it hurts my performance.
And that's no good.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to be able to play Tactical Ops wasted. And I could do really good, because it slowed everything down like bullet time.
Yeah, I was the man. Crap too, man. Shoot me in the head with a raging
bolt. And it was like, it was nuts. I don't know what it was about that game, but I could do that just so drunk. I used to drink a lot when I worked up there at that, the Bill Morrison. Oh yeah, we're doing the show. I forgot we're not just sitting here talking. Oh yeah. Thief 3. So, I played the demo of Thief 3. Turned out I loved it. It was so much fun that I just had to go back for more. I mean, I beat the demo and was sitting there going, oh, it's midnight. I gotta go buy this game. Only thing open that time of night is Walmart. So it sucked.
At least you're not gonna see a soda machine that says Sam's Choice on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no, sure. I know. I even, like, hopped online for a while and was, like, digging up, like, poking around Google looking for it. Did they fuck anything up in this game before I go buy it, you know? And from what I could tell, no. But I kept finding things that said Walmart doesn't sell games that are rated mature. And,
yeah, they do.
Yeah. So, whatever. Anyhow. So it must be a money thing for Walmart. Oh, no, we won't sell games that are rated mature unless they're, you know, million sellers, you know. I'm sure that's their policy, being Walmart and all, they can get away with that. But I played the demo, found I really, really liked it if I got into it. Again, like Doom, I tried to play, like, in the daytime, and it's not fun. You get the lights on, you hear shit going on outside, you know, you can hear cars driving by, or whatever kind of outside noise there is, even other people. Can't play it. Too distracting. You can't get into the guy. You know, because you really have to, like, assume the role of your dude. You have to pretend that you're the sneaky thief guy creeping around the castle and running around the town and trying to hide from the guards and shit. Which totally appeals to somebody like me who, I don't know why, I like that kind of style of play in most of the games, you know, that are going to be something like that. So this is just, like, love for me. You know, this is just awesome. So I sit here in the dark, you know, and they got no lights on and stuff. I'm all creeped out. It's not, like, scary creepy, but it's like you can hear every footstep you make. And you're listening to people talk, and you're creeping up on them. You can lean around the corners, you know, just kind of peek in the room, and they'll see you.
Some of the shadow effects in that game are pretty impressive.
Some of them, but some of them are you wonder what happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because sometimes you're like, oh, that is so cool. Because I've walked up, I screwed myself up one day. I was walking up some stairs somewhere, and there was torches on the inside ring of the stairs. It was like a round thing. I was going up like a tower. And, like, you could see my shadow on the wall. It was cool. But why didn't the enemy see that? You know, the enemy should see the shadow of me trying to hide. Like, I'm hiding around the corner, so he can't see me, but he should have been able to see the shadow.
Yeah, that's my only complaint about that game was the AI is a little weak.
Kick it up a notch or lean forward.
Oh, sorry.
While you're over there.
Trying to stay awake. Shut the fuck up. No, I said the AI in that game is a little weak.
It is. It's not terrible, because there's some stuff they do that's actually pretty slick. But for the most part, it's like average. You know, it's not very good, but it's not terrible, but it's not very good.
Not to say its sound effects are really good.
You know, yeah, I like the sound effects too, but the music kind of lacked, which was a good thing though. Because you can't have music when you're trying to listen to footsteps.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can't have that, so I would have liked maybe a little variety in the, or maybe more ambient noise or something. Just a little something else to keep my ears, you know, occupied while I'm creeping
crickets
around.
Crickets or something.
You know, yeah, yeah. You know, or maybe even more effects on the steps. Not every step has to sound the same on stone. You know, maybe I, you know, just change it up a little bit. Something would have been nice, because for the lack of music there, you know. I don't know. But, I mean, for the most part, it seemed okay. The gameplay was where it was at, which was, it's not ruined by the bad AI, but it's like, it's not that bad. You know, it's not totally horrible, but I've ran up to guys before and shot them, and, like, they're convinced that I'm somewhere else. That was the worst. That was, like, the worst one that happened. You know, which kind of makes a little sense. They don't know where they just got shot from.
Yeah.
But, well, maybe that's, I guess, why that happened. And I was like, why doesn't he come right at me? Like, I thought I was visible, but maybe I wasn't. I thought I was standing right out there, because I shot this dude, and he's like, I need to go check over by this crate. And I'm like, what?
I went into the keep, and I shot that guard right there as you walk in.
Yeah.
And the guard sitting there, and I shot him right in the head. He died, and I hear the other guard yelling.
Yeah.
So I just, like, lean back into the wall, and they run right by me.
Yeah. Well, no, see,
that's the point. That's exactly. Like, this supernatural ability to hide in shadows.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I've walked right up on dudes in the dark before, but you step out in light, and they see you. You know, so, I mean, they do. It does a pretty good job, but yeah, do a little light. Yeah, I wish it was easier to read that thing though. Like there was like a meter or something, because it's kind of hard to tell when it's at its darkest. So,
what did you think of the lock picking?
It's weak.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's weak. I mean, all you basically do is roll your mouse around so you find out where you can see the lock shaking, and then you click your mouse button, and it goes, and you just roll around, and it's really quick. Like you just roll around, find it, click, roll around, find it, click, and. Like
they're a master thief.
I know. That's what I mean. And what could they possibly do to make lockpicking like lockpicking in a game? You don't have like
electrical lockpick.
You don't have like your
in a simulated lock.
I don't see like how difficult they could have made it. Unless I'm sure it gets more difficult at some point because I can go to the shopkeepers and buy practice locks to practice on in my home. I have like locks on like a piece of wood there that I can practice on. So I imagine like the shakiness of the lock is less. So I'm gonna have to like barely move it around just so I can see where it starts to wiggle. And then I'll find the point in there and I'll click on it and it'll unlock the first tumbler. So I mean, I can see them using that in a good way, but I mean, crap. I'm like 10 hours in and haven't seen a lock that took me longer than like 8 seconds to
Like I said, you're a master thief.
Exactly.
You should be good at unlocking.
You know, yeah, you know. But I mean, it should have been. I'm not complaining that the guy is good at picking locks. I'm complaining that it's not challenging for me to pick locks. Or it's not even, like, remotely interesting at all. Right now, anyway. But if they make it so that the locks barely move, at least I would have to put a little effort into it. I would. Not my guy. I know he's supposed to be good, but they could have made it entertaining and fun for me. Not just, oh, crap, another lock. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I mean, it's that quick. To pick the locks.
It's better than, another lock. Well, let's see here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they could have found something to make it pretty interesting. I'm sure there could have been something, you know. Some kind of little mini game or something. Something.
Well, I assume you go up to a lot of locks. A mini game would get real old after
Well,
a while.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, and there is quite a bit of them. You know, I do run into a couple locks I gotta pick all over the place. It seems like, you know, somewhere's got them. Every place seems like they have one place I gotta pick.
And at least it's better than just, hey, thief dude, open up that lock.
Mm-hmm.
Successful!
Yeah, that's true. Like, it does give me something to do, but not enough, I guess. But I don't know, like I said, maybe it gets more difficult. That would be alright with me. That would be enough challenge for me, at least. And obviously my guy's good at it, so whatever there. But, I tell you what, it really, like, the story sucks you right in. Because you take on the role of this master thief. I mean, from the moment you hit new game, your guy starts talking. You hear his voice, and he's talking about, like, this gem, and he's got to get it from the castle, and he finds, and he's going to sell it to his personal fence. You know, like, he's been at this a while, so the guy's a man. You know, and then in the demo, anyway, it drops you right in there trying to get this thing. And you're, like, in this castle creeping around. And it is so cool. You know, you're hiding in the shadows and stuff. Climbing up ladders, trying to be all quiet. Creeping across, like, the top of the castle, you know, ducking behind shit. And you have, like, a signal thing to open the door. And there's multiple ways in. You can just jump straight up the side of this thing, climb up the wall, and go through the window. Or you can go the way that you found. If you walked over all the levels and really paid attention to this game, and listen to the conversations some of the NPCs have, you learn stuff. You learn where stuff is hidden. You learn how to open things.
Which is cool.
It's awesome. It really rewards the player, you know, from getting into the role. You'll find books and scraps of paper with clues and information and stuff. You can build, like, a map. Well, you get a map, you know, and it's like, and it doesn't, like, show you exactly where you are. You know, which I think it's cool in a game like this. It would drive me insane on, like, some monster RPG. You try to play Tales of Symphonia without a map, you'd be like, or at least not knowing where you were on the map would be rough.
Yeah.
This one, you don't know where you are on the map. Other than, like, so you fire it up and you can pull up the map and it says, this is the entrance. Like, you, or it didn't say this, it says if you go from like one zone to the next, it'll tell you the name of the zone when you come in.
Mm.
So you look at your map and you find where the entrance from whatever zone was that you just left to entrance of whatever zone, and then there's this map, like a handwritten map, and there's like no tracking though, you know what I'm saying? Like you just have to like kind of look at it for a minute and go, I gotta make a right, a left, another right somewhere around here, and you have no idea what it's gonna look like in the game. And as you get there, you can't pull up the map and see a red blinking dot of where you are. You don't have that, you just have to look at the map and figure it out. So it's pretty cool. You got a compass and whatnot.
How would you rate it? If you were to rate it on 10.
We don't do that here. We do the $50 rating system. So I would say that this game is worth about 30, 35. Somewhere right in there. I paid 40 for it.
And it's 40 right now. So that's,
you know, yeah. And it's definitely not a $20 game. It's better than that. It definitely is. Better than a your average $25 game. Most definitely. But not too far past that. Only because the AI is questionable in some parts. You know, it's just, you're just like, oh my god, you know. And it's not total AI. I mean, if it was just, I thought the AI was a little weak, I'd say 35, 40-ish range.
Mm.
But it's the controls I actually slightly don't like. Only because you don't have as much precision as I would think you would have. I actually had to go in and edit a text file like that, like one of the config files by hand to change the speed of the mouse.
Really? Oh, you can't change it.
There's no slider in game. You know, yeah, you'd think there'd be, yeah, because when you're playing the demo, you're less like, dude, my god, the mouse barely moves. You know, it's like when you get Unreal, the first thing I do is go from their setting of 3 to like 12.
Yeah.
You know, I go all the way, full blown on Doom 3. Actually, I had to go all the way up, and it still wasn't as fast as I wanted it. This lags ass on the one and only setting they have. But if you actually go into the config file, it'll say mouse sensitivity, and you can change it. I think defaults at 50 is what they have it set to, and I've put it on 75, and it's just a little bit slower than I would want it still, so I can change it again. I just haven't done it since then.
Right.
But the average...
Morrowind's the same way. Man, it's dark. Default is...
It's so bad, huh? Yeah. You need, like 8 desks in a row to, like, turn your guy around. You're all...
Yeah, I know. You have to do one of these.
Yeah.
Come on, baby!
Yeah, that's no good. You start feeling like a DJ, you know, when you're doing a guy like that. You can't do that. You gotta be able to change the mouse to where it's comfortable for you. So, that's kind of a pain. People don't want to do that, and a lot of people, you know, I mean, it's simple. You open a text file. But have you tried to explain to somebody who doesn't know that, you, like, that when you install a game on your computer, it goes somewhere, and it's made up of these files, and they have names, and they're, you know what I mean? Have you tried to explain this? And you can, like, open a file with this other program, like Notepad, and read what's in the text file, and change it, and save it, and they don't get it. They're just like, what? I want to change this little slider, and it doesn't have it, you know, and so it didn't bother me at all, and I hate to knock the game for that, because it doesn't bother me. It didn't faze me at all. I turned it on and was like, this sucks, there's got to be a way to figure it out. You know, I'm bitching about it on IRC. Before I connected the game, Modem, like, popped it into Google, and he's like, oh, just, here, right, here it is, edit this. You know, first thing you find, it tells you how to change the speed of the mouse, because it's
just...
Yeah,
Modem telling you how to do it.
He just happened to look it up, so I was crying about it, so.
But it was like Johnny on the spot.
I know, he had it right there. Bam! Here you go. It's like, sweet. So I changed it, it worked just fine. But, like, you shouldn't have to do that. That's my point. You shouldn't have to do that. You know, and there's something, I don't know, the controls are good enough. Oh, I can't figure out how to climb up a wall to save my life.
How?
It says in the manual you can do it, and I don't know if I just kind of run into a wall. Yeah, but I changed all my controls. What the hell was spacebar as default? Can you climb up any wall?
Yeah.
Fuck! I haven't been able to do that!
And you don't need special...
You can get wall climbing gloves at some point later on. I saw them in the manual. But you've done it then on the demo?
Yeah.
And you don't have wall climbing gloves in the demo, I know that. Oh, man.
Well, but demos will oftentimes give you more abilities than...
Yeah, we'll start you with a whole bunch of crap a lot of time too, but they didn't have it there. I didn't notice it in my inventory and whatnot. I didn't look though. I didn't know you could pull up your inventory. Let's see, just maybe I haven't, didn't know, but I still can't make them climb up the damn wall. What button is it though?
It was spacebar.
I know that. What does? That's not what I mean.
It's
wall climb.
Yeah, spacebar is your climb.
No, it does something else. I think because I remember looking at it, going, "Oh, this is my crouch button or something." Are you sure? I don't think it's a because there's
climb
no
action.
I swear it's not climb. There's like there was another button that it was something like it was jump probably.
Yeah, it's jump. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, well, space bar was my fucking climb button.
What was it?
Space bar, and it would climb.
Okay, let's say you're not standing in front of a wall and you press space bar. What happens? Do you jump? Do you shoot? What does that button do for you?
I think he jumps.
I'm asking you, not telling you.
No.
What does he do?
Jump.
He does something, though. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think you're out of your mind. I'm going to have to
look.
You're
wrong. I mean, I played it briefly.
But anyway, I couldn't figure it out to save my life. Anyway, I suspect it's jump. We can look. I thought it was, said it was jump, and I couldn't figure it out to save my life. Now, it might have just been I haven't come across any walls I can climb up yet. But if you said that you can climb all over the walls, I couldn't get it to do it, and I think...
Spider-Man.
My jump key is my right mouse button, though. People don't like that. You know, like in a lot of games, that's what they default to, a button like spacebar usually.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it as my right mouse button in first-person shooter games.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, so you can't stand it, but I'm all over that. And I think the game won't register it as I'm holding down the mouse button, I think. You know? Because you have to hold it and then climb. And, see, look, spacebar, jump. See? Spacebar, jump. You can jump over small items and onto boxes.
This is fabulous, Radio.
See, yeah. So it's your jump key. Okay, so my jump key is my right mouse button, and I can't climb walls because the game won't let me use the mouse button for climbing.
Hmm.
Yeah, because you have to hold it, I guess.
Well.
See, so that sucks. That's no good because that's how I want the controls.
You tag on 5 on the number key.
Exactly. You can. You can have two buttons for the one action.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to make it spacebar or something, which is actually my crouch one. I like that because that's easy to hit when I need to duck down. So I'm going to have to make it like E, something weird.
Yeah.
But still, I shouldn't have to do that. It should just be, it should register correctly that I'm hitting jump, whether or not it's on a joystick or the keyboard or a mouse. You know, it should know. So that's kind of a pisser. So I'm going to say somewhere like $32.95. I don't know, but I'm really enjoying it, though. It's not like it's a terrible game. It's better than the average game, by far.
How much did you pay for it?
$40. Oh, nothing. I actually had a $24.28 credit to one of my credit cards. So I really paid like $15 for it. They somehow screwed up and owed me $20. Whose phone is that? Yours?
That's mine.
Damn you.
Where the hell is it?
I don't know, but it's not in your pockets.
Sorry, folks.
They've already stopped listening long ago, I assure you. We're just talking to ourselves now.
Yeah, we suck.
We're down to movies now. Unless you've got anything to talk about.
Actually, no, I don't.
I didn't thought so. I knew. I knew when I asked.
No, there
before.
Is one thing I
no,
do want to mention.
Don't reach for it.
I'm not going to reach for it.
No.
It's called The Saga of Ryzen. This is a new MMOR. It sounds good.
I hate trying to say that as a word. More.
Yeah, I know. Okay, it sounds good. It's got a lot of interesting things to it that others don't have. You know, like, okay, let's take the customized skills and special attacks. Ryzen's unique modular action system lets you create your own custom actions from a core of building blocks. Make as many spells and special attacks as your imagination will allow.
That's pretty cool. It'll make up your own stuff?
That's not
I don't know if I like that or not.
Okay, alright.
Well, I'm sure it has like a point-based system. If you're going to make a spell that can kill everything in an area of effect and does the most damage of anything, it's going to cost that guy X amount of points. You know?
Yeah, they're going to have to do something like
they
that.
They got to balance it somehow.
Yeah.
Right, but that's... As difficult as balancing is,
oh yeah, I know that's
going
to be so retarded to try to fix.
It's just more that needs to be balanced. It's just,
well,
it seems like a really cool idea at first, and I love it when it's in first person games.
Yeah,
like Morrowind has a create your own mm-hmm. spell.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at the graphics for it, and I would have to say they're better than what I've seen for Lineage 2.
Wow.
Which is saying a lot.
Yeah, because Lineage 2 looks pretty damn good.
I mean, look at that.
It does look pretty good. Huh.
And, you know, and this is the different stuff they talk about in it. It sounds like, you know, I'm hoping it's different enough to attract, you know, my attention anyway. You know, I want something different than the everyday hack and slash crap we play day in, day out.
My right leg fell asleep. Ow!
But, you know, that's all I have to mention. I don't, you know, there's really not much going on in
the have you seen the video of that Dungeons and Dragons Online?
No.
Dude, it looks so cool. Because it looks like, okay, the video they showed of it, this is their MMORPG, the D&D, right? And they the video they show, it looks like an action game almost. Like, it looks so good because you're thinking, like, this isn't boring. This isn't I press a button and my guy goes into attack mode. It looked like the way the guy was reacting looked like there was somebody controlling it right then and there. Like, somebody was pressing a button for that sword to be swung. Somebody was pressing a button for that bow to be shot and that spell to be cast.
The problem with that...
We know there's a lot of problems.
Well, the biggest one is it's supposed to be a crowd community.
And
you're sitting there pressing all the buttons, you're not talking.
Well,
who's making this?
You know, I don't know. I didn't look. I just grabbed the video and was just like, wow. There was a group together in the video.
If can't do it right, who the fuck can?
Sony. Sony has proved they can do it right.
Many people who want to disavow that.
Right here. As much as it hurts me to admit it, Sony must be doing something right. They must or have had done something right anyway.
Yeah, but you've played EverQuest.
I know, and I can't stand it. But the 500,000 people that are still paying for it, and the 2 million people that have played it, can't be all wrong,
yes,
you know?
They can't. I say they're wrong.
So
say it, the Lord.
They can't be, and I know why they're not wrong. I know that they did a good job. It just happened to be wrong for me. But you listen to EverQuest Radio, they start talking about the crazy shit that happens, and I'm immediately involved. I'm sucked right in. I have no fucking clue what they're talking about, like as far as like how it pertains to EverQuest, but like as far as it pertains to generic fantasy stuff, I'm so into it. I'm just like, oh, that's so awesome, I gotta play. Oh, fuck no, it's EverQuest, I'm not playing. You know, I've tried it twice before, and it sucked balls, so.
You just messed up in how you started, that's all.
I guess, I don't know. I must have. But either way, it's time has passed.
Yeah, yeah.
The EQ too. I'm looking forward to it. But
you can't jump into EQ now.
There's no way, and I wouldn't want to even if I wanted to. I wouldn't want to. You know what I mean? Like even if I thought it was a great game and all that, I still wouldn't want to start.
You'd
now.
Be the only level one. Everybody else is level 65.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, this sucks. So, but you know, another thing is the guy was solo in that D&D online video. A good portion of the video, the guy was running around by himself, and he was getting attacked by like 4 and 5 dudes, and it looked pretty good. Like, he was, like, taking them on fairly reasonably well, you know? I imagine, obviously, he could have been...
I hope they pull it off.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be 3rd edition rules, though.
I don't care. It's D&D. Damn it, man.
I never cared for the 3rd edition rules,
so... I don't like 3rd
so.
Edition either, but I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it would be nice to see, but... And there's this one part where some creature throws a fireball at him, and he, like, dives and rolls out of the way. Like, it looks, like, pretty action-y. Almost like you're playing, almost like you're playing Baldur's Gate, like Dark Alliance on a console. Almost like that, but like way better graphics and like up closer because it's single player, right?
Right.
And it's just, I don't know, it looked pretty damn good. But I just don't know if it's gonna be pulled off correctly for an MMORPG.
I hope. That would be cool.
I don't know. So anyway, that remains to be seen. We're down to movies. You saw a pretty awesome movie that I'm dying to watch.
Kumar and Harold go to White Castle. Now,
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Yeah.
At first I had reservations about this movie. I thought, oh.
How can you go wrong? It's got the Asian guy from American Pie and the Indian dude from...
Yeah, I really...
The National Lampoon.
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder, yeah.
I mean, I just have reservations. When I saw the previews, I thought, oh, it's gonna suck. Then I got to watching it. I never laughed so hard in my whole life, you know? It's all about the, you know, it starts off when one guy's sitting in the office, he gets his, two guys that are higher up than him dump their work off on him, say, I want this finished by the weekend. So he's like, nice Asian guy, okay, I'll do it, you know? I don't want to make you mad. So he goes home, you know, his one friend calls him and says, hey, I just got the chronic sack, and you're going to help me smoke it. And he's supposed to become a doctor. His friend is supposed to be a doctor. His dad's like this big doctor and everything. And he's at an interview in this college, and he's interviewing for to become a doctor. I don't want to get too much away, but it's just so funny. I mean, they start out, they're sitting on the couch, and they see this commercial for White Castle Burgers, you know, and they're like, man, sounds so good. Man, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. Let's go.
Well, they're stoned out of their minds, too, you know. They got hardcore munchies at this point.
It starts off with them going on this adventure to go to this place, and it just gets hilarious from there.
They're just going to, like, the local fast food place, and, like, the whole movie is that.
But it ends up turning into one big adventure. I mean, they don't get back home until, like, the next day. They're all beat up and everything. It's just funny.
That sounded pretty good. And I think Modem saw this, too. He was talking about it in IRC one day. It sounded just friggin' hilarious.
Yeah,
you know, they used a lot of, like stuff for the, like, okay, there was this one scene where they were crossing the street or something, the one guy won't jaywalk.
Yeah. He's like, come on, dude, this cross it.
There's, like, nobody there or something?
So, yeah, there's no soul. He looks both ways.
There's nothing there at all, right?
Nothing there at all. And he goes to step off, and the sirens go, and they pull him over. And it starts off just to be a ticket. And the one guy's like, why don't you just arrest him, why don't you? And the cop ends up arresting him, and he's in jail. It's just funny as hell.
Nice. See, I like movies like that, where it's just like some crazy adventure that happens to you once in a while in real life, maybe not to that extent, but like you're like, dude, all I did today was, I was trying to get to Taco Bell. And then, like, something happens in your day. You get a phone call, and now you gotta go here and do that, and run into so-and-so, you see people you don't want to see, you gotta remember to lie to this person now because of that, and blah, 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 blah. Fucking A, you're out all day. My day sucks. Damn it, you know. And you know that's happened to you before. Where you're just like, where did my day go? What happened?
Like freaking Shopko.
You know, every time we go in that place, you know. Yeah, but you know, that's pretty cool. It sounded pretty funny when I saw previews for it, so looking forward to seeing that. Glad to hear that you liked it so much. And I saw Without a Paddle the other day. Which is the one, it's got some pretty, like, high caliber shit in there, too. It's got, like, that dude from, here we go, I'm so bad at names.
Seth Green,
okay, I know who that, he's a little guy. And then it's got the tall guy who was, like, the boyfriend's friend killer in Scream. You know who I'm talking about? The, like, total stoner guy. Remember Scream, the movie, at the end of it, there was the boyfriend and the other dude?
Yeah.
It's the other dude. The guy who got stabbed, I'm dying, I'm bleeding, man. It was that guy. Tall, goofy guy, you know?
Yeah, he was in Hackers.
Yeah, he was serial killer.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody knows who we're talking about now. Okay, yeah. So, it's them two, another guy, I can't remember who it is. It's probably somebody I didn't know anyway, but whatever the case. So they're like, they were friends, like, their whole life, right? And they had the whole everything. You know, they had the fucking, the treehouse, you know, they were really good friends. And they hung out every single day. And, you know, college time comes. Like, in the first 5 minutes of the movie, it just shows them as little kids, and it shows them, like, leaving and splitting up. Because they're all going on with their life now, right? They're like, yeah, we're going to do great things. Well, then it shows, like, the one guy, the guy from Hackers, you know, it shows him, and he's got this girlfriend who he's afraid to commit to and all that, and his girlfriend wants to get married and stuff, and he, like, jokes around about it all the time, you know, and, like just, it's like it's the most absurd thing he's ever thought of. You know, like, hey, what, do you want to get married or whatever? You see his girlfriend, like, staring him down, you know? Like, you ass monkey, yes, you know? And he's just, you know, he just is not into it. And then, like, one of their friends is not doing so good. You know, he's like, you don't really know, actually, what's going on with him. But he's like, he never says he's doing great or he never says he's doing terrible. But he says he's got good things going on and whatnot. So, like, he sounds okay for a while. And then there's Seth Green. He's a doctor, you know? And they actually have another buddy who was all about, like, adrenaline junkie type stuff, you know, Point Break. Remember that movie? Like, reminded me of those guys. This guy would do all the skydiving and all that crazy bullshit. So anyway, when they were kids, there was this, some guy who, like, I don't know, was flying a plane full of money somewhere, and the plane crashed, and they never found it, right? And they were kids at the time, and so they made a big thing about how they were going to find his treasure one day. And so they had, like, you know, they were like, they were kids, you know, they're screwing around. They were like, yeah, we know the plane crashed in the mountain, but they never found it. So we should find the treasure. Yeah, yeah, whatever. It never happened. They all grew up. Their life kind of sucks now. The doctor, he's like a total pussy. You know, he's just like, he's got this hot secretary chick he wants to ask out, but he can't do it, you know. And then he gets, somebody parks in his spot at work, and it's like he won't stand up to him, you know. His life just kind of sucks, even though he's a successful doctor, though, you know. But you can tell none of them are really that happy with their whole lives. So now they're 30, okay, and they're just like, you know, life is not that great and all that. You know, it's, I'm telling myself it's great is what it is, you know. And anyway, their fourth buddy dies, right? Like, right, I'm not blowing anything because that's, like, what starts the movie itself, actually. Right. Their friend dies and wants them to go to his funeral. You know, they all go to the funeral. And they're screwing around after the funeral, you know, and they're hanging out, like, in the old neighborhood. And they go up to the old treehouse and whatnot. And you can kind of tell this movie has that, like, 30-year-olds trying to, like, re-find their reason to live kind of feel to it, which
right.
I'm kind of into, like, I like it. I like watching that kind of stuff because, I don't know, it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside or something, you know?
All too soon, be there ourselves.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Shut the hell up, man. I'm not old.
Exactly. Yeah, so, anyway, what ends up happening, of course, is they're back playing around the old neighborhood at the old tree fort, and they come across all their maps. And then they realize these maps weren't done by kids. Their buddy, the one who died, kept working on it this whole time, trying to figure out the flight path of the plane and all this shit. Now that they're adults, they have, like, higher-level thinking, and they were able to figure right. out where they think the plane crashed now. And then they say something that their buddy, the guy who died, last year asked them to go on a camping trip through there. Right? And they realized that he wanted us to go on the treasure hunt, so they figured in his honor, we're gonna go do this. So that's how the movie starts out, and they drive up to some, you know, place out in the woods, total Hickville, you know, and they run into some asshole sheriff, you know, and then they rent a, and it's full of just, like, ridiculous comedy, you know, like, they get this, they rent a canoe from some Indian guy, of course, right? I mean, who else you gonna rent a canoe from, right? So they got an Indian guy there, and they have, like, a whole bunch of alcohol and some beer with them and stuff, and they christen the boat and break the thing, and the Indian guy is making a joke about, you know, thanks for breaking glass in the river, you know, where my kids play and all that shit. You know, they're like, oh, man. And then, of course, they run into a bear when they're out in the woods. You know, you got to have a bear if you're out in the woods because what's scarier than that? And then they and all they have to do is float up river somewhere and then climb them out a little bit. And they got the maps and all this shit. And, of course, they lose the map. You know, I mean, it becomes this crazy adventure.
Right.
And they stumble across pot farmers. Right? Uh-oh. Yeah, there's like this monster field of weed out there. And it's so, and that was one of the funniest scenes, dude, because like it ends up like they end up getting just so stoned. And they're like they're just running through this field, they're laughing and giggling, they're getting shot at and chased and stuff. And they're doing like the Matrix thing. The guy's all, watch this, and he's standing out there and they show them, and he gets shot. They got the laser pointer right on his head, and he's all, they set green, he's all bending around backwards because he's all baked and stuff, and the ball flies over his head and he's like, oh, that hurt my back, man. Oh, that sucked, man. You know, it's so funny. And the one guy, he's all, watch this. And he stands out in front of him. He's got a little red dot in his head, and he starts talking like an Indian. You know, it's just, you know, because they have, you know, it's just, it's so stupid, some of the jokes, but they're actually, some of it's pretty funny. You know, and it was just, like, it was entertaining enough that it's worth not paying, it's not worth, like, $8 at the theater. Probably worth $2 at the rental, though.
Right.
So, but it was overall a pretty, it was fairly funny. You have to be kind of open to, like, more stupid-ass humor, though. Like, they wind up all naked out in the woods and it's raining. They got to huddle close. So, of course, gay jokes. You know, it was just like, it just, you're just laughing your ass off. You know? And then they find these tree hugger chicks out in the woods. I mean, just random crap happening to them out in the woods. You know, and it was pretty funny. And it ends, of course, on a nice, happy note and whatnot, though. But, like, overall, the experience was all right. You know, it wasn't a terrible movie. Like, I've actually heard bad things about it, and I found myself enjoying it. It was just, I don't know, seeing all the crazy shit that happened.
I will reserve opinion until I see it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's worth watching, I think. I think it's just worth sitting down and watching. It's not terrible. You know, it's not like Hellboy. That was terrible. This, I actually...
Oh, you actually saw
it? I tried. I couldn't handle it, man. I got like 30 minutes in and was like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
That bad, right?
I didn't like it. I'm going to have to go back and try to watch it again. Because I wasn't, like, watching it.
Right.
I turned it on, tried to watch it, and was, like, screwing around, you know?
Acting bad, makeup terrible.
So, screw I don't know. The stuff was okay. It looked all right, but it just looked, like, ridiculous every now and again. I'd look at the screen and be like, what the hell is this crap I'm trying to watch, you know? So, I don't know, but Without a Paddle was actually, it was pretty good. Pretty entertaining. Not too bad.
Well, all right.
That's it for me.
I think we're done. We only went an hour and a half again, damn it.
Right. Out.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm hungry. Let's just get out of here. Did Doogie Howser just steal my fucking car? Yeah, you do need to like yell. Just kick it up a notch. Nobody's gonna laugh at you. Listen, how funny sounds when you start talking loud.
I don't know why the fuck it talks so quiet. I don't know what the fuck happened. I wasn't like that.
It was from your time in jail when they had their way with you.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Was it last night or the night
pushed in a couple times?
Oh my god!
The night before last, when you were talking to me on the table, I was like straining. Oh, I can almost.
Quiet talkers.
Damn it.
I hate that. Oh, whoa, wait, there's an attachment to this email.
I gotta do something about that. Really do.
Just talk louder.
It's alright in this situation, but like at work.
It's fucking weird. I don't know what it is. It's like I can't. Almost like I can't.
Oh!
I don't know.
What a bastard!
What?
Look at that poster, man.
Whose is that?
Cushions with all the Street Fighter dudes on it. Check that out. I didn't even see the attachment at first. Look at that.
Is it cloth?
It's probably not.
No, I
but that's think. Still cool as hell. There's faggot kin.
That's so funny.
I hate him. He's such a queer.
Give him a haircut, change his uniform. And
his uniform's alright. It's his hair and his attitude. He needs a shave. His hair should be the same color as his beard. Dyes his hair.
He has a beard?
Yeah, he's scruffy in the game. If you look, he's kind of scruffy. Like, he hasn't shaved in like a day or two. When you're playing. At least he was on like the older ones. That's cool. Jesus. That's bad. Oh, no, and it's got the... Oh, no, those are the two crazy Chinese, whatever they are, Korean or whatever they are, martial artist dudes. Those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Damn, awesome. That's fucking rad. One of these days, I'll remember to email people back. He sent this how long ago? On the 18th, what's today? The 25th?
Nice.
Yeah, I'm good about getting back to people on email, aren't I?
What's his email about?
It's a comic book convention.
Huh.
Which is what we're going to start out with.
Okay.
Hi. You ready there, Baldy? That's my name. Welcome to Games and More Entertainment Radio.
I can't. I'm back!